Wooly was struggling to breathe. Tiffany took a deep breath, but not a wise move in a Fegal colony. Rob Anybody's nervous grin made him look like a pumpkin man faced with a big spoon.
"You take the tobacco," hissed Tiffany. "The tobacco, the shepherd's leaf for my grandmother."
I forgot about that," squeaked Rob Anybody. "But we always wait a few days in case she comes to collect it herself. You can tell we are hag after all. And we do mind the ship's mistress, and she wouldn't grudge us as mistress. Many's a night she'd share a pipe with the kelder outside our house and the wheelies. She'd not be the one to let good baccy get all rainy. Please, mistress."
Tiffany felt intensely angry, and what made it worse was that she was angry with herself.
"When we find lost lambs and such like, we drive them here for when the shepherds come looking," Rob Anybody added anxiously.
What did I think happened, Tiffany thought. Did I think she'd come back for a packet of Jolly Sailor? Did I think she was still somehow walking the hills looking after the sheep? Did I think she was still here watching for lost lambs? Yes, I want that to be true. I don't want to think she's just gone. Someone like Granny Aching can't just not be there anymore. And I want her back so much because she didn't know how to talk to me, and I was too scared to talk to her. And so we never talked, and we turned silence into something to share. I know nothing about her, just some books and some stories she tried to tell me, and things I didn't understand. And I remember big, red, soft hands and that smell. I never knew who she really was. I mean, she must have been 9 too once. She was Sarah Grizzle. She got married and had children, 2 of them in the shepherding hut. She must have done all sorts of things I don't know about. And into Tiffany's mind, as it always did sooner or later, came the figure of the blue and white China shepherdess, swirling in red mists of shame. Tiffany's father took her to the fair at the town of Yelp one day not long before her 7th birthday, when the farm had some rams to sell. That was a 10-mile journey, the furthest she'd ever been. It was off the chalk. Everything looked different. There were far more fenced fields and lots of cows, and the buildings had tiled roofs instead of thatch. She considered that this was foreign travel. Granny Aching had never been there, said her father on the way. She hated leaving the chalk, he said. She said it made her dizzy. It was a great day. Tiffany was sick on candy floss, had her fortune told by a little old lady who said that many, many men would want to marry her, and won the shepherdess, which was made of china painted in white and blue. She was the star prize on the hoopla stall, but Tiffany's father had said it was all cheating, because the base was so wide that not one throw in a million could ever drop the hoop right over it. She'd thrown the ring any old how, and it had been the one in a million. The stallholder hadn't been very happy about it landing over the shepherdess rather than the gimcrack rubbish on the rest of the stall. He handed it over when her father spoke sharply to him, though, and she'd hugged it all the way home on the cart while the stars came out. Next morning, she'd proudly presented it to Granny Aching. The old woman had taken it very carefully in her wrinkled hands and stared at it for some time. Tiffany was sure now that it had been a cruel thing to do. Granny Aching had probably never heard of shepherdesses. People who cared for sheep on the chalk were all called shepherds. And that was all there was to it. And this beautiful creature was as much unlike Granny Aching as anything could be. The China shepherdess had an old-fashioned long dress, with the bulgy bits at the side that made it look as though she had saddlebags in her knickers. There were blue ribbons all over the dress, and all over the rather showy straw bonnet, and on the shepherd's crook, which was a lot more curly than any crook Tiffany had ever seen. There were even blue bows on the dainty foot poking out from the frilly hem of her dress. This wasn't a shepherdess who'd ever worn big old boots stuffed with wool and tramped the hills in the howling wind with a sleet being driven along like nails. She'd never tried in that dress to pull out a ram who'd got his horns tangled in a thorn patch. This wasn't a shepherdess who'd kept up with the champion shearer for 7 hours, sheep for sheep, until the air was hazy with grease and wool and blue with cussin, and the champion gave up because he couldn't cuss sheep as well as Granny Aching. No self-respecting sheepdog would ever come by or walk up for a simpering girl with saddlebags in her pants.